at supper. With longing, I have longed to have celebrate this Passover with you. I want to give a salute to our leader here, Margaret, your husband, Harold. Margaret, a few days ago, had her 39th birthday. So we're going to celebrate this Mass principally for all of her intentions, and I know the intentions in her heart are all of your intentions. So she is a very heartful person and thinks of everybody else except yourself. So this time, let us remember her and all of her needs in this hallowed place where the children had so many visitations of Our Lady. How privileged we are to come here to lift it up again. We're going to celebrate Our Lady's Mass. Hail Mary,
full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
We are fortunately not immaculately conceived like our Blessed Mother, so we're in constant need of turning to God every day for smaller or greater betrayals of His great love, which is everlasting. Let us do that now. Heavenly Father, you have the worst case of Alzheimer's in the world. You not only forgive us, you forget our sins when we turn to you in sorrow. Lord, have mercy.
Lord, have mercy.
Jesus, how great your love for us. You gave your life to save us. Christ, have mercy.
Christ, have mercy.
Holy Spirit, you continue the presence of Jesus in us as you did in Mary. We thank you. Lord, have mercy.
Lord, have mercy.
And may Almighty God have mercy on us, forgive us our sins, and bring us to everlasting life.
Amen.
Let us pray. Lord, take away the sins of your people. May the prayers of Mary, the mother of your Son, help us. For alone and unaided, we cannot hope to please you. We ask this through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, forever and ever.
Amen.
down now and listen to God speaking to us. This is a reading of St. Paul's letter to the Galatians. The gist of this letter is that God sent his Son, born of a woman. We say we are glad that when he wanted to save us, the Lord did not send a committee. He sent his own Son. When the designated time had come, God sent forth his Son, born of a woman, born under the law of Moses. But to deliver from the law those who were subjected to it, so that we might receive our status as adopted children. Okay, Paul, how do you prove that? The proof that you are children of the Father is the fact that God sent forth into our hearts the Spirit of his Son, which cries out, Abba, Father. This reminds me of the little child Belfast 2 years ago, February, Down syndrome child, mongoloid child, was 48 hours after the healing mass, came to life on the lap of its grandmother, as was related by Father Joe Benson on the program with Margaret in New Orleans. 6 weeks later, this priest called in on the program and told us about it. This little child came to life, slipped down from its grandmother's lap, took its first steps, went over, said its first word to the mother. You know what that was, Mama. But here's Paul saying that God sent forth into our hearts the Spirit of his Son, which lets us call God our Father. It's used by after Jesus because he called God his Father. That was a blasphemy. You are no longer a slave, but a son and a daughter. And the fact that you are a child of God makes you an heir of God's desire. And this, dear brothers and sisters, is the word to the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
trusted us with his word. Let us boast him now. The words, his own words, he gave to Mary through Gabriel. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Chosen and sanctified this house, says the Lord, it my name may remain in it for all time. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with you. Blessed are you among women, is the fruit of your womb, Jesus. Blessed are you, O Virgin Mary, for your firm believing that the promises of the Lord would be fulfilled. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Jesus said, more blessed are those who hear the word of God and keep it. This, my dear brothers and sisters, is the gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
Insistence that we can become great like Our Lady, His own mother. We hear that word of His and keep Our Lady keeps insisting. Hear not only hear and talk about their messages, but that we keep those messages. Heavenly Father, we are your children, so you are attuned to the many needs we have. As sons and daughters, we look to you for everything. That you love to hear us voice our needs, for you know them all. And so we ask this day the great graces we have received in our pilgrimage, thinking especially of Margaret Trostmeyer today, the great graces she has received, may endure in us, may ponder them in our hearts, in our lives, when we return. For this we pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
We invite your intentions, prepare the voice.
For all of Mary's helpers, for especially this group here, Mary's helpers' families, and all those I may have left out, for this we pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
Lord Morris, Laura Fleming, for this we pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
Peace, justice, and mercy to all. All hear our prayer.
Lord, hear our prayer.
For the Agape Prayer Community in Connecticut and for Mother Charlotte Mary as she returns to the United States today, that she has saved her. We pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayers.
I'd like to pray for peace for all of us here in this pilgrimage, peace for my family back at home, and peace in the world. With this, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayers.
For my family and friends today, please pray to the Lord. This is not for the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
For Father Rodney, that he could continue his good work, we pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayers.
For all of those who have been drinking our drugs while we pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayers.
Please pray for our brother and sister Franciscans who are so good in providing all the services here, trying to fill the Mary's, the Lord, and our Blessed Mother, so faithful and sound of us, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
And thanksgiving for the grace of all the Lord who has saved. And I pray for all of our loved ones here who may have left their Catholic faith. I pray as they return soon, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
For the old man who came and served you this morning, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
Heavenly Father, for all the needs of those for whom we pray, those who have not come, those who have asked our prayers, we ask in the name of your only begotten Son, came to us through Mary, do I hear, amen.
Amen.
Now let us sit down for the offering. Blessed are you, Lord God, of all creation, dear living. We have this wine to offer, through the divine work of human hands, who will become our spiritual drink.
Blessed be God forever.
God, we ask you to receive us and be pleased with the sacrifice we offer with whom the Father has Lord. Wash away our iniquity and cleanse us from our sins. Turn now to our loving Father and ask that our sacrifice, united with that of Jesus, our Blessed Mother, and the saints, will be accepted by Him, our loving Father. May the Lord accept the sacrifice at your hands,
in the praise and glory of His name, for our good and good of all His church.
Father, the birth of Christ your Son, deepened the Virgin Mother's love for you and increased her holiness. May the humanity of Christ give us courage in our weakness. May that humanity free us from our sins and make our offering acceptable today. We ask this through Christ our Lord.
Amen.
The Lord be with you.
Also with you.
Lift up your hearts.
Raise them up to the Lord.
Let us give thanks to the Lord our God.
It is right to give thanks and praise.
Father, all powerful and ever living God, we do well always and everywhere to give you thanks and to praise. praise you for your gifts as we contemplate your saints in glory, and celebrating the memory of the Blessed Virgin Mary. It is our special joy to echo her song of thanksgiving. What wonders you have worked throughout the world. All generations have shared the greatness of your love. When you looked on Mary, your lowly servant, you raised her to be the mother of Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who saves all mankind. Through him, the angels of heaven offer their prayer of adoration as they rejoice in your presence forever. May our voices be one with theirs in their triumphant hymn of praise.
Holy, holy, holy Lord, God of power and might, heaven and earth are full of your glory. Hosanna in the highest. Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. Hosanna in the highest.
So that sins will be through the